1340 96.5 KVGC in the news for this Friday, the 16th day of the month of July. Amador County merchants and residents beware. Thursday morning, $9,000 of what was determined to be counterfeit $20, $50, and $100 bills were located discarded in a trash can in front of Sellens Market in the town center in neighboring El Dorado County. The Sheriff's Department and both counties are warning to be aware of counterfeit money being distributed in the area. Now, it's unknown who discarded that money or how much money may be in circulation. Reports of counterfeit currency should be immediately reported to the Sheriff's Department or local city police. Now, so far, the Amador County Sheriff's Office reports no bogus bills have been passed in the county.
On Thursday, the Sierra Nevada Conservancy's governing board authorized 15 forest and wildlife grants totaling just over $19 million under a new Immediate Action Wildfire and Forest Resilience Grant Program. The grants will fund Sierra Nevada Fire Safe Councils, nonprofit organizations, resource conservation districts, and water agencies to manage just over 11,600 acres of Sierra Nevada forest land for reduced fire risk to communities, infrastructure, and natural resources across the Sierra Nevada region. The program will fund 6 project proposals in the greater Sacramento region, totaling just over $7 million. These projects include fuel breaks and forest health treatments that will improve forest resilience and protect natural resources and rural communities like Pioneer and Buckhorn in Amador County and Grizzly Flats in El Dorado County.
Well, California lawmakers yesterday approved the first state-funded guaranteed income plan in the U.S. The state wants to target $35 million on programs that benefit pregnant people and young adults aged out of the foster care system to help them transition to life on their own. Now, for decades, most government assistance programs have had strict rules about how the money could be spent, usually limiting benefits to things like food and housing. But a guaranteed income program gives money with no rules on how it's to be spent. The idea is to reduce the stresses of poverty that cause health problems and make it harder for people to find and keep work. California lawmakers left it up to local officials to determine the size of the monthly payments, which generally range from $500 to $1,000 in existing programs around the country. But critics say that guaranteed income programs are, quote, wealth transfer from productive individuals to those who may choose not to be productive. They claim a more appropriate use of taxpayer money would be scholarships or something else that incentivizes education. The vote 36-0 in the Senate, 64-0 in the Assembly, showed bipartisan support for an idea gaining momentum across the country.
And the 2020 California Citizens Redistricting Commission is conducting a virtual Community of Interest public meeting next Tuesday, which is the 20th, from 4 to 8 p.m. The meeting will focus on Zone G in California, which includes Alpine, Amador, Calaveras, Inyo, Mariposa, Mono, and Tuolumne counties. Now, every 10 years after the federal government publishes updated census information, California must redraw the boundaries of its congressional, state senate, state assembly, and state board of equalization districts so that the districts correctly reflect the state's population. Now, during the meeting, you will be asked to describe your community and allowed an opportunity to provide community of interest testimony and make general public comments to the commission. Now, for information on Tuesday's meeting or the California Citizens Redistricting Commission, visit WeDrawTheLinesCA.org. That's WeDrawTheLinesCA.org.
Blue ribbons are waiting for the winners of hundreds of classes that can be entered in the annual Amador County Fair competitions. Now is the time to get those entry forms in if you want to participate. The exhibitor guide is available online with easy access to entry forms, and the deadline for submitting your entry forms has been extended to today. Today, folks. The exhibitor guide offers a multitude of classes for anyone who wishes to enter their favorite handwork and culinary creations, garden produce, art and photography, collections, gems and minerals, and much, much more. Categories are open for all ages, and there are many multi-generational exhibitors, from grandchild to parent to grandparent, who make this a family affair. Entry forms need to be in by 6 o'clock tonight, with actual exhibits not due until just before the fair starts. A complete entry and judging schedule is available in the guide. Residents of Amador, El Dorado, Calaveras, and Tuolumne counties are eligible to enter most divisions. The exhibitor guide is available online at amadorcountyfair.com. For more information about the fair or assistance in entering the fair competitions, please visit the fair website or call 245-6921 for the fair's main office. The Amador County Fair will be held July 29th through August 1st.
And the Amador County Arts Council announced the return of TGIF Free Friday Concerts. The events again feature music Friday nights in parks across Amador County. The opening concert takes place tonight at the St. George and Volcano from 6 to 8:15. This first of 10 free concerts features local music group Teal Wheels, a five-piece band playing a wide variety of genres, including jazz, pop, rock, and R&B. The St. George will have an outdoor, no-host bar. No outside beverages will be allowed. So bring your chairs, blankets, and picnics. According to Megan Joy O'Keefe, Amador Arts Executive Director, a special thank you goes out to Sue Duncan and her late husband Barry for their help in founding this concert series for the people of Amador County back in 1998. Rest in peace, Barry Duncan. The full concert series will be announced soon at amadorarts.org.
And that's a look at the local news for a Friday, the 16th day of July. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm Tony Spinetta.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's KVGCRadio.com.